The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
So an article during the week has created a bit of a controversy about whether or not it is ethically acceptable or should you be guilt-ridden if you hire somebody to clean your house. With me is Jim Elliot, comedian, and Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor and weekend magazine columnist at the Irish Examiner. Esther, do you feel guilt if and when you hire somebody to clean your house?
I used to, I won't lie. I struggled with it massively, to be honest. I kept thinking, what would my mother think? You know, we come from a new generation where the both of us are. It was when I went back to work after my first parental leave, when I had my first child, and it was the biggest source of anxiety in my life was the house. And I felt it was dropping on me, even though, you know, we were both all in this together and all that. The housework is still kind of felt like it was a job that I had to either do or outsource. And as I say, if my husband had to go to a mechanic with the car, or, you know, the hedges need to be trimmed, I wouldn't have had a second thought about getting a gardener or getting a mechanic. And so why was I so worried about getting a cleaner? But I really did struggle with it. I was like, you know, this concept that I was too lazy, that I wasn't doing it right, or, you know, getting some other poor woman in. But sure, she was being very well paid. She made a massive difference to our lives at the time. That was about 16 years ago. I still have a cleaner comes in once a week for 3 hours. And Anton, I'm not exaggerating when I say she is the most important person in my life at this point. We'd all be lost without her.
Once a week for 3 hours is sufficient.
No, like I could have her every day for 3 hours. It'd be great. But like, and it's all I can afford, like, at the moment, to be honest with you. And, you know, I suppose, look, I have 3 boys. I don't want, like, you know, we all have our chores every day. We all have our responsibilities. They're very good for mucking in. They all do what needs to be done on a day-to-day basis. But I suppose it's the bigger jobs that, you know, the cleaning, the bathrooms. Now, this lady that I have is a miracle worker. Like, she moves around my furniture. She redid my wardrobe 1 week. I was like, holy mother of God, please marry me. Like, she's more than a cleaner. She's a friend. She's a counsellor. You know, we'd usually spend, like, half an hour chatting before we actually get going.
All right, but I need to bring in Jim to get his sense of guilt. Jim, how do you feel about...
Okay, so this debate about whether or not we get a cleaner and whether or not it is something you should feel guilty about is a debate that is raging in my house right now. I am very pro the idea of a cleaner, and my wife is very anti the idea of a cleaner.
Why?
We've been having this debate for probably a decade. And guess who's winning, Anton? Guess. Take a wild guess. But I do think she's cracking. I do think my wife is starting to come around to my point of view. My point of view on all of this is that her thing is the guilt that so many people feel, like, oh, you know, why are we two adults not capable of keeping our house clean? We are. My point is we are taking our disposable income and we are purchasing time. That's the way I look at it. That's the pitch I've been trying to make. Now, maybe I need to make a different pitch because I'm not really getting anywhere.
Have you tried creating an environment of total squalor?
Well, I feel like that might work. You know, you might be onto something here.
Just as a shot.
Should I just filth the place up and just leave, you know, a glass of milk in a cupboard?
I'm going to hide. Get changed in the kitchen. Leave your clothes over the kitchen table.
Leave the clothes over the kitchen table. I'm going to hide a glass of milk in a closet somewhere. Maybe I'll get an old piece of fish and leave it on the radiator and see what happens there. I think it's a no-brainer. I think it's if you can get somebody in to do the house, just, yeah, exactly, just for the big jobs. Obviously, tidying is the thing that you need to do. But if you can just get the house clean, imagine waking up on a Saturday or coming home from work on a Wednesday, whatever day your cleaner comes to the house, and the house is just clean, and the weight that is off of your mind.
So if you have such evident passion about this, how have you failed to convince your nearest and dearest?
Boy, I don't think we have enough time on this show to get into all of that. She really feels that she's got this real block about having a cleaner. And now here, I guess the way I was raised is coming up with it, because my mom and dad both worked, and there were 4 kids in the house, 3 boys and a girl. And we had a woman who came to the house about 3 hours once a week, and she would do the hoovering and some general sort of, wasn't doing the windows, but scrubbing down of surfaces and bathrooms and stuff like that. And it was just a thing that we had. And by the way, I am very, very conscious of my privilege when I'm talking about this. And indeed, we all should be. You know who's not worried about getting a cleaner? Renters. So the 70% of 26-year-olds, whatever the number is, that are still living at home, they're not having this debate. This is a debate for homeowners to have. But this is News Talk, and this is a show for the affluent and wealthy, and I'm delighted to be even thought
That's
of
our strap
in that
line.
Sense. Absolutely. This is us. But yeah, we should get cleaners, guys. And I don't think, you're not paying slave wages here. You're giving somebody a living wage. I think it's important for jobs like this to exist. And I think it's a thing that we all should do. We all need to get over ourselves, man. There's no guilt here. You're not a bad person.
Well, in fact, economically, you could argue if you were taking the same disposable income and frittering it on Amazon for internationally purchased products, you would be having less of a contribution to the domestic economy. Esther, where do you stand on the critical part of all this, which is the pre-clean before the cleaner comes?
100%. She's not there to pick up your dirty underpants. Like, absolutely not. Even though some days that could be. No, you have to have the place, obviously. Otherwise, look, if you're paying her for 3 hours and she spends a third of that picking stuff up and trying to move things around, then you're not going to get as good a clean. You know what I mean? And some, it depends if you've got an agency, they'll be very clear about the type of cleaning they'll do. And you actually, so if you want, I went on to one recently, actually, just to check. If you want the bathroom done, it's an extra €20. If you want the mirrors done. So, you know, if you want to pay for someone to pick up the dirty laundry or to move your breakfast stuff over to the sink, so be it. But yeah, I think if you have it ready to go, and like it's the pulling out the Hoover, isn't it? It's the getting the mop. It's the and like your colleague said there, like when you come, my favorite day of the week is Thursday. I come home and it's just gleaming, and we're all in a better mood, and we're all like, oh yes, it's today the day. Like we're all in it together, and then we do make an effort. We really do. All of us go, let's try and keep it like this now, you know. And then by the time Thursday comes around again, it's chaos. But I would highly recommend it if you can afford it. And I absolutely agree. It's giving money to local people and keeping the economy going.
One of whom has just texted us. I'm a cleaner in Dublin for years now. No one should feel guilty about employing a cleaner. But I would like to point out that some people expect too much, i.e. a full house clean in 2 hours. That's not doable for even an experienced cleaner.
See, I buy that. And I think that, I mean, that's a problem that everybody has in every job, where you go in and your boss is like, we need this done and this done and this done and this done. And you're like, I'm only one person. It sounds to me like you need to hire about five more people. So I totally get that. Where does the guilt come from, Anton? Is it a Catholic thing? Is it an Irish thing? Is it what? Like, and I wonder, did the same guilt, when did dishwashers arrive as a technology? Was there the same guilt if you got a dishwasher in the house where your neighbor's like, oh, somebody's too good to clean his own dishes? No, I'm purchasing a tool. It makes my life easier. Why wouldn't I do this if it's available?
That is a very good question. If you have any thoughts as to where the guilt emerges, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087-1400-106. The other thing, Jim, that I'm not sure you would have thought that this is where this item would end up. But you think that the only resolution to the issues that yourself and your wife are having is whether or not you will get a cleaner. There is another option.
Uh-oh.
Text says, Jim can marry me. Please, I hate cleaning as well. So there
wait,
is the possibility.
So I got to clean your house now?
No. You could marry this woman and both employ a cleaner with no guilt.
Okay. No,
I'll
tell my wife I've had another offer. I'm sure she'll be delighted. That will absolutely help me win this argument. I can tell this person's not married. They have no idea how to keep the peace in a household. Ugh.
Jim Elliott, thank you very much. Likewise, thank you.
Come see me on Saturday night, March 29th. I'm going to be in the Civic Comedy Club, monthly comedy club. Myself, Shane Clifford, John O'Keefe, Paul Marsh, Saturday, March 29th in the Civic.
And find out, Google Jim Elliott.
Yeah, jimelliottcomedy.com. I'm every single platform. Please follow me, blow me up. I'm trying to quit my day job.
And if you want to find Esther, you'll get her in the weekend magazine in the Irish Examiner. Guys, thanks very much. Back after this break.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.